views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself and live your dreams. You can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud by searching for Lucid Planet Radio. You can also connect with me, Dr. Kelly, on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Now, here at Lucid Planet Radio, we are very pleased to announce that we have recently been picked up by CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries. Wow. This is a great time to jump in and become an advertiser or sponsor of the show as we are expanding. Just go to our website, The Lucid Planet, or email me directly at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's drkellyneff@gmail.com to find out much more. Stay tuned. Now for today's show, I am really pleased to feature someone who has inspired me a lot and has had a huge impact upon my personal growth and transformation, and someone who I know quite well, Mark Dr. Dream Peebler. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Dream. He is an entrepreneur, a humanitarian, a holistic healing practitioner, and an international speaker with over 20 years experience guiding, mentoring, and empowering his students, organizations, and corporations in building, reaching, and sustaining their full potential on all levels. And that really is the theme of the show, is uncovering your true self and your true potential. Dr. Dream has traveled to sacred sites around the world, including locations in Egypt, Cambodia, Japan, China, Russia, United Kingdom, Greece, Turkey, and throughout Central and South America, from presenting at Total Eclipse festivals and Burning Man, ceremonies at Machu Picchu, Angkor Wat, and Pyramid of the Sun at Teotihuacan, to his weekly radio broadcasts, which have been going since 2005, and they're currently on hiatus while he is on his new tour of love. Dr. Dream has assisted the journeys of thousands of beings on their path to really incredible transformations. And since January of 2010, Dr. Dream has traveled to well over 100 cities and facilitated more than 370 group energetic events. And I have to say, I met Dr. Dream during a very tumultuous time in my life. I had just been through a divorce. I had lost many of my friends. I was very sick. I didn't really know where I was going or what I was doing or who I was or what made me happy. And it felt like my life was burning down around me. And Dr. Dream invited me and my partner, a regular show contributor, Jimmy Ohm, to our first ever festival, which was Symbiosis Pyramid Eclipse at Pyramid Lake. And this was a really life-changing event for us. And throughout the years that I've known Dr. Dream, he's spoken to me and to groups that I've been in on some very inspiring topics that we're going to focus on today. And I've even participated in his healing sessions with multiple modalities and galactic activations. They've been absolutely incredible. And so I'm really thrilled to welcome Dr. Dream to the show. And you will be able to catch him all across the country starting March 18th. He's going on a tour of love with 333 Tibetan singing bowls. You can find him in Detroit, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Amarillo, Albuquerque, Sedona, Denver, and so much more. So I want to welcome Mark Dr. Dream Peebler to the show. Hi, Dr. Dream.
Hey, Dr. Kelly. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you on. It's great to hear your voice.
That was a stellar introduction, and just thinking back to the times we've shared in ceremony and at festivals and at private gatherings and everything else have been highlights for me. And so it really is a thrill for me to be here on the show with you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful to connect with you. And I just wanted to introduce you to our listeners. For those who haven't heard your story, can you tell us a little bit about the process of finding your true self and how you went from Mark to Dr. Dream?
Absolutely. And I love telling it because it's an energetic in my life, and owning it, you know, allows me even more expansion. Like so many other people, I was, let's say, relatively deeply steeped in the matrix. And I was a businessman, grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. I was that even as a child, they said, oh my gosh, he can sell ice to Eskimos, which for a number of years I took as a compliment until I was like, what the, really? This is a compliment? Like, what a jerk I am if I'm selling ice to Eskimos.
Sure.
And so it worked for me in my life. I mean, I was completely conditioned to be a sales and marketing entrepreneur, and it came from my family. My grandfather, my father came from no money at all, built big businesses, and that's what I was groomed for. Yeah. And just to like cut this part of the story short, basically what happened is I literally and figuratively woke up in Sedona, Arizona at around 38 years old, and I had what I considered to be all the trappings that they had told me that I should gather. And, you know, I had the 3,000 square foot house up in Oak Creek Canyon. I had two vehicles, whatever I wanted to drive. I was bringing in more than enough money to do anything I ever wanted. Sole custody of my daughter. I mean, just everything was just really nice the way
all
it was.
The physical, everything in the physical realm was perfect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I can relate. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so based on your, I know, like, hello? So based on your programming and conditioning is, this is, you've made it. And at this point, all you're going to do is be piling on more money. And so, you know, with all that money you're going to be piling on, you need more expensive cars, a bigger house or houses, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, wow, that all feels pretty empty. I mean, it'd be one thing if I was feeling fulfilled, but I'm not. And it was, it just brought to light that what I was, what I'm really here for wasn't what I had achieved at that point. And so I went out on a process to find out who I really was and what my life is all about. And I did a program in Sedona with Albert Golden, one of my mentors. It's called the Sedona Intensive. 7 days with 7 practitioners, one-on-one with you. And it was an amazing experience. And I came out of there like a kid in the reality creating candy store of life. And I'm like, wow, I can do anything.
Yes.
Which brings along its own challenges. Like, okay, so I can do anything. Now what do I do?
Right. It's like too much power. I don't know how to handle this.
Like freedom, free will, and all the good stuff. But now what? How do I really focus it? And I was getting ready to go to Burning Man. And it was going to be, I think it was my 4th or 5th year at Burning Man. I'd already gotten out there, gone through all the crazy wildness, and was settling into my role as a powerful energetic force out there. And so this particular year, 39 years old, I guess I was, I decided to go to Burning Man sober, not working with any tools or medicines. And the Dream the Biggest Dream and Dr. Dream was the download that I got out there. Not actually Dr. Dream, but certainly about Dream the Biggest Dream. And I left Burning Man, went on the speaker circuit, and after 2 events that I was speaking at, people started calling me Dr. Dream. And I thought, well, Mark Peebler's pretty easy for me to remember, but everyone else is going to have a much easier time with Dr. Dream. And that was the birth of Dr. Dream.
I love it. I love it. And from there, my goodness, it's taking you on some adventures.
That would be the understatement of this very moment. It has
seriously
filled me up. And at times that I wasn't aware, it has allowed me to, you know, completely drain myself. But I'm more balanced and focused on exactly what I'm doing here. I call it the why of my existence. And I think at some point in all of our lives, we have to back away from how we were programmed and conditioned and say, what is the real why of my existence? Why did I choose to be here now as Mark Peebler, as repeat your name, and what am I here to do? And that was the life-changing, one of the life-changing pivotal moments for me.
Absolutely. And really that's kind of the goal of this show, is to help our listeners who are in this place where they want more and they know they're destined for more, but they don't know why yet, or they want to discover the why and they want to figure out really what their purpose is and what they're here to do. And I know that this is something that really both you and I have really kind of tried to devote ourselves to for ourselves, and also to help empower other people make these discoveries, because of course we really do all have a purpose. And that's something that I've heard you talk so much about, and we'll talk more about that after the break. We are going to be right back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, where I will be talking to the wonderful and inspiring Dr. Dream about discovering your potential and finding your true purpose. So stay with us, and we will be right back. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ. Thank you.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And in and out of the breaks today, you'll be hearing music from Lucidity artists for Lucidity Festival, which is April 8th to the 10th in Santa Barbara, California. Artists including Groove Session, Hollis, Grime Time, and Oneness. You can find out a lot more and listen to all kinds of excellent new playlists on the Lucidity Festival website, which is lucidityfestival.com. Anyway, my guest today is Dr. Dream, who is talking with us about really this alchemical process of discovering your true self. And before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Dr. Dream, and find out more about the new tour of love that's going on right now.
Excellent. So the easiest way for people to find me is the website. Our tour website is www.touroflove.com. And we keep that updated. We're adding new events almost daily. By the end of this weekend, we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more events added to the list. I take off on March 7th for a little under a month. 5,500 miles and 11 events. 1, 2, 3 of those events would be 333 bowl galactivation experiences, which are absolutely unheard of.
I've never heard of anything like that. That sounds incredible.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
It's really amazing. And we found ourselves in a situation in a sacred economic business arrangement with 2 villages in Nepal. I have 1,500 people I'm supporting, the metals man in Mumbai, India, and, you know, I'm getting $100,000 worth of bowls sent to me, and I'm paying the shipping. Wow. Everybody has seen my strategic plan. Everyone's on board with me. Literally, I have a cheering section of over 1,500 people because we're all in this together. And It's a bit of paradigm busting. We throw that paradigm, old paradigm of you have to have money to make money out the window. And maybe, just maybe, all you have to have is an idea that serves everyone involved. And then it comes together. That's certainly what's happened for me.
Oh, that's incredible. And, you know, we've had a couple guests on the show recently talking about this, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we're seeing this new economic paradigm evolving. I had Dr. Amit Goswami, who's the quantum activist, and he was here talking about quantum economics and kind of sacred economics. And I had Alexis Neely on the show about a month ago, who was talking about how we don't really need to hoard money. We only need really what we need, and then the rest we can kind of spread out and put into things that resonate with us. And how did you get into this kind of sacred economic business model? I'm curious.
One of my clients who became a friend of mine bought a bowl on eBay, and it was sent direct from Nepal, from the Gilung village. And he was using the bowl from a healing standpoint for a few days, and he had unbelievable experiences. He didn't know who to share them with, so he shared them with the man in Kathmandu that had sent the bowl. And after an email exchange back and forth, the man said, "Would you like to sell these bowls?" Mm-hmm. And my friend said, "Well, yeah, I'd love to, but I don't have the money." And he said, "Well, we can get past that." And then Eric was on the tour with me. We were in Ashland, Oregon when the earthquake hit. We didn't hear from the village for 4 days. We found that the epicenter of the earthquake was 30 kilometers from the village. When we finally, 30 kilometers is nothing when you're talking about almost an 8-point on the Richter scale. When we finally heard from them, there are 100 families in the Gilung village. All 100 homes were destroyed, and yet nobody died. And we've been supplying tents to them, and we thought, oh, they got to rebuild their lives before they make more bowls. And within weeks, they had 300 bowls ready to send to us. And so we're the bright, shining light. I mean, if they had someone they could sell 1,000 kilos to of bowls for cash, I'm sure they would. I would tell them to do it. Yeah. But that's not what's happening in Nepal right now. The situation's getting worse. Our news doesn't even touch on Nepal. Yeah. We've got all the bull stuff from the elections and all that. When in Nepal, they just went from 13 hours a day of no electricity to 18 hours. It's not getting better. Literally, our 1,000 kilos of bowls have to be taken a three-day journey from Kathmandu to Mumbai, India, because there's no jet fuel in Kathmandu. So it's amazing odds that we're doing this. And so my commitment is 5 events a week. 2 of them are the 333 bowl events where I have 19 angels assisting me. Oh, and then the other events I'm doing for smaller venues and just as filler, because I can't do 5 of the big ones a week, are 33 bowls. Yeah. And I'm on the road now. And it's it is literally the tour of love. And I'm not stopping for any more than a day or two, you know, in this process for the next, you know, certainly year, year and a half or so.
That's incredible. And so for listeners out there who want to get involved to help the relief effort or to participate in the Tour of Love, they can go to the website and find out much more about it.
They can go to the website, sign up for our email list. I'm asking for help all over the country. I'm doing this many events. It's all grassroots marketing. It's all we need a ground team in each city. I need 19 angels in the bigger cities where we're doing the big events. And so we ask people to share our posts and get the word out and then invite me to your community. I'm, you know, at 5 events a week, I'm pretty sure I'm coming to a town near you.
Absolutely. Well, and we look forward to having you in Denver next week. I know it's going to be great. I can't wait to see it. It's incredible. So, well, thank you so much for the good work that you're doing. And it's so strange how we are brought into these situations and connections with people. And I really hope and believe that good will come out of this and that this will be able to help members of, did you say it was the Geelong Village?
The Geelong Village, and we have another village, and all these people, and the beautiful part is, every time bowls are sold, that money goes right back to Nepal. And so, with the way nonprofits take so much money, and you know, just a small percentage of your donation goes places when you donate to the Red Cross and whatever, you can buy a bowl, and that is supporting directly people in Nepal. And then it's supporting you. These are master grade healing bowls, and they are incredible.
That sounds wonderful. And I think that's a great segue into what we've been talking about, which is finding your purpose and kind of finding your potential and your true self. And, you know, do you think that, I guess, I'd love to hear your thoughts on kind of what does this process look like for people who are seeking? Are there tools out there they can use to help them connect to themselves? Is this a spontaneous awakening that just happens? Or, you know, how do people know, you know, when they're kind of on the right path to finding their true self?
Great question, Dr. Kelly. And I think any time that someone starts to question the deeper aspects of what their life is about, of who they truly are and why they're here. So to me, that's the tipping point. And that happens when we get disillusioned with the matrix, when we get disillusioned with how we've been programmed and conditioned, when, you know, it can be a piece of information, you know, it can be proof of chemtrails that can open up someone to the levels of manipulation and everything that are going on, giving that person a clearer insight of how they're allowing themselves to be used. Because if you're not conscious and aware these days, then you're giving permission for yourself to be used by the powers that be. And
there's a lot of that happening, and there's so much disillusion happening.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we had Super Tuesday yesterday or whatever the hell it is. I don't vote and I won't vote. And people are like, well, Dr. Dream, that's not very responsible of you. And a lot of people listen to you. And I'm like, well, I hope they listen, because here's the bottom line. The freaking system is broken. So why should I support a broken system? I don't care who the people are. Okay. Yeah. They're just asking me to keep supporting a broken system, and that's enabling, and I'm not going to enable this broken system, and so that's the way it is. I will not vote. It's just...
Do you believe that there will be a creation of a new system?
I believe everything that's not based on a foundation of the true nature of our reality will crash and burn at some point, but what it takes for these systems to crash and burn is for enough people to turn their back on them and stop playing the game and supporting them. Yep. Every time we vote, we're supporting that system, and it's broken. It is absolutely broken. It doesn't make sense. So I'm not playing the game.
I agree. I mean, I don't vote either. And it's not out of a disrespect. And a lot of my friends are very upset with me and Jimmy for expressing that point of view. But for me, it's a form of really nonviolent protest and non-participation in something that is very fixed and very corrupt, and that really doesn't serve the interests that it purports to serve. And every year people get wound up into this belief that, oh, we're going to change it because X and X and X and so-and-so is going to really make a difference. And then we get let down because nothing actually changes. Nothing changes. It just keeps going and we keep perpetuating it.
Because it's a machine. And once they get, no matter how good they look outside of the machine and realize that the machine is making them look good to us. Yeah. So no matter how good they look, they're still then going to be conditioned and programmed as part of that machine. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton, Trump, Sanders, it's all the same.
It is. Well, that was definitely an interesting discussion, and I think we're definitely on the same page. We have so much more to talk about. So I'm Dr. Kelly, and when we come back to Lucid Planet Radio, I will be here with Dr. Dream, and he will explain to us what it means to kind of raise your vibration, what that means. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after this. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Centilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio. We've just heard Grime Time going out of the break and Oneness coming back into the break. You can find all of these tracks on the Lucidity Festival website. I am here with Dr. Dream, and we have been talking about some really interesting stuff, finding your true potential and kind of uncovering who you are and raising your vibration. I wanted to start this segment off, Dr. Dream, by talking about what happens when you start to step into your truth. And you've taught me some really interesting stuff, and I've seen it happen in my own life, and I think our listeners would love to hear it as well.
So, I mean, there's traps and things that happen as we start to break away from like the mainstream, as we start to step into our expanded awareness and consciousness. Yeah. And one of the things is, one of the initial traps is, a lot of times it's learning about the shadow government, Illuminati, about chemtrails or something like that, that starts to crack us open. And the trap that's there is that all of that information can put us on a very slippery slope where we feel like we're the victim.
Yeah.
And then also with that, now that we know some truths, what we want to do is get on our soapbox and get our megaphone and start sharing that with everyone, particularly all the people we really love.
Oh,
and this is a trap, because when people are ready, they're going to come to these conclusions and everything themselves. Yeah. When I wasn't ready, all this stuff went right past me, and I told people to get out of my apartment. I wasn't interested in talking about conspiracies. And look at me now. And so, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so
this is like something we see this a lot in all, like, this kind of spiritual awakening. It's almost like an arrogance, thinking that, like, you know better and people should listen to you.
Right.
But it ends up alienating.
And that's exactly what it does. And people push you away, and they don't want to spend time with you. And they think you're a little crazy, you know, because they're not ready to believe all of this. They're not ready to allow their belief system to go there. And so we have to remember that we don't need validation. We don't need people to say, yep, you're right, you've figured it out. You know, it's we just need to live in a way that we're the example.
Yeah.
And so and then other things that happen in this process is that some of your closest friends will start to feel like they're strangers.
Yeah.
They don't want to go there. They don't want to join you on the inner journey. They don't want to talk about the deeper things. They're very comfortable on the surface. And so what starts to happen is we're raising our frequency, and like energy attracts like energy. And I've had so many people fall out of my life. In the last week, I've had two people I considered very close completely fall out of my life. And I look at it and I'm just like, you know what? I'm stepping up right now. My energy is stepping up. And so they're just not resonating at where I'm at. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not judging them. I'm not judging me, you know, but my discernment is you don't just keep knocking your head against a brick wall to try and make things the way they were in the past. It's a fluid reality. We're all changing, and those of us that are open to it are changing very rapidly. And so, you know, that's one of several of the challenges of what happens when you start to come into this energetic.
And so this idea of raising your vibration or heightening your frequency, can you explain to those of us who aren't really familiar with the term kind of what that means?
So this is where it gets interesting, because people give definitions of their own and, you know, this and that, and there's a lot going on. And so this discussion, I relate to two scientific studies. The first one is a study that was done on the frequency of the human body parts food and essential oils. And they developed a device in the 80s that Bruce Tano from Tano Technology, in conjunction with a hospital on the East Coast, and they did a study. And what they found was the average body frequency of a human is between 62 and 68. It's just a scale, so I'm not going to go into all of this, but the scale is, if your average body frequency is normal, if you're between 62 and 68 on the scale. On that same scale, if you dip down to 58, you're susceptible to cold symptoms, 57 flu symptoms, 55 candida, 52 Epstein-Barr, 42 is the frequency of cancer in the body. And at 25, when your body frequency hits 25, you're starting to die. The dying process is happening. So if you didn't think frequency was important 20 seconds ago, now that I've mentioned death related to frequency, it maybe takes on a little bit more importance. So when I heard all this, I'm like, hey, I'm here for a very specific path and mission. I need to be high frequency. I can't be getting sick. I can't, you know, I can't have sick days, you know, in this life of mine.
Of course.
And so go ahead. So the question became, all right, well, if I'm feeling flu symptoms, what do I do to bump myself out of it? And we look at the rest of the study, and like organic fresh produce comes in at like 22 or 24 on the scale. I'm like, well, that's not really going to bump me up if I need to bump up 6 points because I'm low. But essential oils come in between 52 and 320 on the scale.
Wow.
320 is the Rose Otto pure essential oil. And I even have a website called www.therosefrequency.com. And we have a line of rose frequency products to raise our frequency. And so that's what I've been working on. I've been working with cancer patients. And if 42 is the frequency of cancer in the body, then I come up with a protocol, whatever they decide to do. If they can do radiation, they can do chemo. I don't tell people what to do. These are life decisions that they need to own in their belief system will help them. Yeah. But I can assist them in getting set up with a protocol of essential oils so they can be raising their frequency. And get this, the instructions are you're to use one of these oils every 15 minutes. And my clients say every 15 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, because a negative attitude, negative thoughts lower your frequency 12 points. Positive thoughts raise your frequency 15 points. You've got cancer, stage 3, stage 4 cancer. People are telling you you shouldn't do radiation, you shouldn't do chemo. That brings your frequency down. You're thinking about dying. That brings your frequency down. So yeah, every 15 minutes we do something to raise the frequency. And I'm happy to report the people that I've worked with are now cancer-free. Now,
that's
was
amazing.
It me? I can't say. I mean, they're doing a lot of other alternative treatments also. But I will tell you that life is a frequency game, and it's all about raising our frequencies. And so that's where I'm at on the frequency part that has to do with the physical body. Yep. Now, there was a study done by David Hawkins, and he wrote about it in his book, Power Versus Force. And
Great book.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely. Yes. I found my copy the other day and it's signed by him. I don't even remember him signing my book. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Awesome.
Because I quote him all the time. And
he's
his
passed
study.
Away, right? Hasn't he passed away since he wrote the book?
No, he's not.
Okay, good. He's still with us.
Thank goodness. I'm going to start a rumor here.
sorry. No rumors.
He devised a scale from 0 to 1,000, with 0 being the most unconscious and 1,000 being the highest consciousness available to humans. And they mapped everything over for all of the human experience on the map of human consciousness. The tipping point is at 200, because that's where we go from force into being in our power. And if you're interested, come to one of my talks or buy the book Power Versus Force. But the bottom line is, one person holding a calibration of over 600 offsets 12 million people under 200. And if you're able to hold a calibration over 700, you're offsetting 70 million people below 200. And the reason this is important is that 28% of the population comes in at over 200 and 72% comes in below. But because it's a logarithmic scale, each point above 200 is exponentially larger and more powerful. So these are the studies that show me that we are a beacon of energy wherever we go, whatever we do, whether people feel it directly or not, they're feeling it when you, me, or anyone listening to this walks into a room full of people. We have a responsibility to hold our energy at a very high level. If you ask me, what is your path and mission? Why are you here, Dr. Dream? In the shortest sentence, I'm here to be a beacon of love. And touch everyone with that energetic. And as long as I'm focused on it, that's what's happening. And people come to these events and they're like, they come up to me afterwards and they're like, I've never met anyone that's more about love. And it's like, well, that's my focus.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dream, for being here. This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back from this next segment, we are going to wrap up the show by talking a little bit more about love and unity consciousness and coping with life. So stick with us and we'll see you in just a minute. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival, April 4th through the 7th, is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
WPLQ.
This is Lucid Planet Radio's Dr. Kelly, and welcome back. Before the break, you heard the brand new track out on Truck Records, Get Squidded, by Grime Time, who you can come catch at Lucidity Festival in April. I'm here with Dr. Dream, and I guess, Dr. Dream, did you know that we actually did start a rumor right before we went into the break?
So I stand corrected. I did start a rumor that Dr. Hawkins is still alive. He's not. He did transition on September 19th, 2012. I just watched a video with him a few days ago, and the information was so great. And my concept of death is such that it's just not as solid as anything. But I don't want people to think he's still alive. Certainly his research, his book, and all of his books and everything, the impact that he's had on so much of us, keeps him alive, but his body's not.
Yes, thank you. I mean, absolutely. And if you haven't checked out Power Versus Force, as well as his interviews online, you should definitely go check those out. They're awesome. So that being said, so that's fine. So we cleared it up. No rumors. That's the last thing we want to do, right? So I guess I wanted to talk as we wrap up the show, maybe talk a little about Dr. Dream. You work with some really interesting healing modalities. And I know we've called you kind of a modality collector. Before, can you tell us a little bit about some of these modalities? Obviously, we know the singing bowls, the Tibetan bowls, but what else?
Here's the fun part. I'm 51 years old. I've been on my journey 51 years. I've been conscious on my journey, certainly, for, 30-some years. And along that path, I have come into contact with tools and modalities that have helped my own personal evolution, have assisted me in becoming who I came here to be. And so my thought process always was like, wow, if this had an impact on me, it'll have an impact on anybody, because I'm no more special than anyone I've ever met. We're all in this together. It's the human race. It's the oneness of all of us. And so I've collected these modalities, and at current count, it's like 16 or 17 different tools and modalities, and Reiki, Theta Healing, Oneness Blessing, crystals. I've got some trippy little lasers that hold algorithms of frequencies that are helpful for us. I work with rife frequencies. I work with flower and gem essences. And then when we jump into sound and vibration, gongs, crystal bowls, of course, an amazing collection of Tibetan healing bowls, tuning forks, and then all sorts of other, there's some other, I do dowsing and pendulums and all sorts of, there's a couple other little tools and modalities here and there that are specialized. And It's been an amazing experience. I've always said that, well, I pretty much feel like one person can dodge one tool or modality, but when they've got five or six being focused on them, you can't get out of there. You know, it's got to have an impact. And for me in this life, it's all about having an impact. And it's all about, no more like I'm not here to have people like me. Yeah, I don't care if someone likes me or doesn't like me. That's their choice. Yes. I'm here to share my truth. I'm here to be authentic. I'm here to be transparent. I'm here to be raw. And in that process, I'm here to help everyone that enters into my field. And you know me well, Dr. Kelly. It's not always with my hand out. I offer 15-minute, no-charge consultations to anybody who wants one. And they have to do is go to drdreamsession.info, drdreamsession.info, and you can sign up for a no-charge 15-minute phone call with me. And then also, Dr. Kelly, for your listeners, I wanna gift them something else.
Ooh, we like presents.
Right? I have a playbook. When I first made it, we called it a workbook, but I'll be damned. Who wants to work like that?
Playbook.
All about playing, and I always substitute the word play for in exchange for getting out of work. So anyway, so it's a playbook, and it's fill in the blank. It's 105 pages. It's a PDF. If people send me an email, I'll send them this playbook, and then I'm not just going to send it to them. I'm going to offer, it's a 21-day program. I'm going to offer four phone calls. One phone call to get them started, and then one phone call a week. And so if you're like me and you want a little bit of informal accountability, and that helps you stay on track, I'll play that role for you, and I'll hold your hand, or I'll walk beside you on this part of your journey as you get a real experience of what it takes to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, and create, attract, and manifest the life of your dreams. And did I mention it's fill in the blank? I mean, it really doesn't get much easier than this, particularly with me taking you by the hand. So I make that offer to everyone. And my email address is IM, spelled IAM, and then the at symbol, drdream.com. I am at drdream.com.
Perfect. All right, listeners. And they'll just let you know they heard you on Lucid Planet Radio, or that Dr. Kelly sent them. Just let Dr. Dream know. I mean, this guy, Dr. Dream, is so giving and kind. He really is an embodiment of love. And I mean, I've literally seen him do talks to like 100 people, and then at the end, just give his cell phone number to everyone and just say, call me if you need help, or if you're hurting, or if you want someone to talk to you, or if you want advice. And I've seen like a line of people after a talk just standing there, just wanting to like talk to you about what they're going through. And, you know, during these times, it can be really challenging. You can feel very alone, and it can be hard to cope with the changes that happen in your consciousness when you step into your truth and when you kind of become aware and awake of kind of what's going on in society. And so I think it's like really beautiful and important that there's people like you out there, Dr. Dream. So thank you for that. From me too. You've been there for me as well.
I appreciate that. You know, we're all here to make a difference. Yes. And yeah, there's this matrix that involves money and everything else. But the bottom line is we're here to help people. And I'm not going to let money make it so people can't get help from me if that's what they need, because this is what I'm here for. And by the time we leave here, you know, money's not going to make any difference. But the impact we had on people and what we did will make
the way you made
will
them
make
feel.
A difference.
That's really,
exactly.
They don't really remember even what you did, but they remember how they felt. And they do remember what you did sometimes, but they definitely don't remember the financial thing. And, you know, you can't take it with you. I mean, literally, you know, there is no money. And I've had like really renowned psychic medium, Bill Phillips, here on the show, literally saying there is no money on the other side. It is irrelevant. Everyone is equal on the other side. And the only currency that really matters in this realm and the next is love. And I resonate strongly with that idea. We've only got like a minute or two left. Dr. Dream, what do you think the future holds for humanity in a minute or two?
Okay. I mean, to me, it's all upside. I don't care how chaotic it looks. I don't care how screwed up these candidates look. I don't care that there's so many people that are willing to support Trump and Hillary Clinton. Like, seriously. So I get how it can look pretty dark in the trenches. Yeah. But when we rise up above it and we look down on all this, it's all happening in divine perfection. I'm the it's all good guy. You know, yes. That's what I'm about. And so I don't stick my head in the sand. I look at what's really happening and I believe in humanity, and I'm here to support this process. And
I
so please
it.
Go to my website, touroflove.com, sign up right now for the email list, get your sessions with me, get the book, get the phone calls. Let's make a difference.
Woo! I love it. Another optimist. So many of us, I'm totally an optimist. I totally believe that it's all in divine perfection as well, Dr. Dream. And well, we got to go. So thank you so much for sharing such great information. It's been really wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. I love what you guys are doing, and I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. You can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can find out everything on thelucidplanet.com. You can listen to all the podcasts for free as well on iTunes, SoundCloud, lucidplanetradio.com. And next week, don't miss my interview with Anthony Williams, the medical medium, where we discuss the true underlying causes of mystery illnesses. Really interesting stuff. So I will see you guys next week. Thanks again, Dr. Dream. Light and love. Mwah.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.